Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In previous broadcasts, I've told you that some people have developed plans to open the borders wide between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and integrate us into a North American Union like the European Union. I'll admit that idea sounds pretty far-fetched. Most people know that Canada and Mexico are very different from the United States in form of government, language, culture, and customs. Canada is a completely socialist country with socialized medicine and legalized same-sex marriage. Canada has a terrible language problem that has caused all kinds of difficulties and attempts at creating a separate nation for those who speak French. Mexico's economy runs on bribery rather than private property and respect for contracts. Mexico's chief business is illegal drugs. A handful of billionaires are at the top of the economic pile in Mexico, and the rest of the country is kept in abject poverty. Nevertheless, we keep hearing that powerful people would like for the United States to combine our economy with Canada and Mexico, give us one border around all three countries, allow the free movement of goods, services, and people, and even give us a common currency, which has already been named the Amero. This follows the European model of progressing through a common market, then the European Union, and finally adopting a common currency called the euro. Apparently, this plan is well known in other countries. In a TV interview on CNBC, a vice president for a prominent London investment firm named Steve Priebus talked bluntly about the Amero as the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. This news is downright shocking. Ask your members of Congress to call an immediate congressional investigation to find out what's going on. It sounds to me like we need a new congressional committee on un-American activities.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
88. From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, if a man is alone in the forest and speaks, and there's no woman to hear him, is he still wrong? Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Jeff Thomas here, and we're happy you're along for this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Derry is on the road today. He will be back in Monday. In the meantime, we have an excellent guest host. Her name is Mary Sterrett. She's Constitution Party's communications director, and she's been a guest on the show. It's been a while, but nonetheless, Mary comes to us with a bevy of experience as anchor and talk show host for 25 years. She's had her own radio program. Mary, it's our pleasure to have you guest hosting today on the Derry Brownfield Show.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I have some pretty big shoes to fill, but I think with my guest this morning, we should be able to do just fine.
Well, you come with high recommendations from everyone I've talked to, and Paul Walters was the latest who had a lot to say, nothing but good things. Paul said to me, you have her on every time you can.
Well, Paul is wonderful. For those who are not familiar with Paul, Walter is the publisher of newswithviews.com. And I have to say, I've watched that website grow. It's become such a fertile ground for those whose beliefs are not being reflected in the mainstream media. And if you want to get the scoop, go to newswithviews.com because there are some excellent, excellent writers there. And they're telling it like it is. And how wonderful to have a forum that's not being censored.
And you are a regular contributor yourself.
Yes, and it's been a privilege to be among some of the, Pastor Chuck Baldwin and Debbie Kidd and a number of other writers there that are just amazing with their, and they're doing investigative work, and they're telling it like it is.
Well, Mary, I asked you to be the guest host, so I will step out of the way and tell us what is on your plate today.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much. What I'd like to do is talk to a gentleman that I have great respect for because he also tells it like it is. He's a writer, a contributing columnist on World Met Daily. He's also, you can read some of his pieces on Renew America. He's written for military.com, even wrote a book called Slingshot, a compilation of his articles. He is a Blue Beret, a veteran, a former Air Force member of the military, and a columnist and a radio talk show host, and somebody who's really talking about the issues that are not being discussed in great detail. And specifically what I'd like to focus on this morning has to do with somebody who has emerged as the new darling of the Christian right. Now, for a while, we have heard that it was Giuliani, and then we're talking about front runners like Mitt Romney, and we've gone through the whole gamut of people. We've ignored, of course, the only choice for, or the media has anyway, for those who are desirous of a return to constitutional government, and that's Congressman Ron Paul. And it seems like the Christians are doing everything they can to ignore the only one who stands up for Christian beliefs and who stands up for constitutional limited government, and the only one who is not pandering to a globalist agenda. That is Ron Paul. So every time you turn around, there's another quote-unquote front-runner. Lately, it has been former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Now, for those who are not paying attention and haven't looked into his background, it looks like the former governor is our guy. Oh, he talks the talk, you know, like an evangelical Christian, and he seems like he's got our issues covered. However, my guest this morning has done some information, done some background, come up with some information on the former governor, and we're going to find out why Mike Huckabee is not our guy. Joining us now from the state of Tennessee is Tom Kovach. Tom, so happy to have you here.
Glad to be here with you, Mary, and thank you for that very nice introduction. You have some great credentials yourself, and I would like to let the listeners know about one of the great political quotes which came to me from the mouth of Mary Sterrett. We were having a conversation several months ago, and you said, "The pioneers get the arrows." Mm. And that just sums up everything that you said in your opening monologue. There are people out there, you're one, I'm one, of course, there are many others, that are taking a stand, researching the facts, and trying to find out what's really going on and who's really doing what, and really cutting through all the chaff and the smoke. And all of that was summed up in one sentence when you said the pioneers get the arrows, because people like you and me are often mocked by the so-called mainstream media for doing just exactly what any citizen should do, and that is get the facts and make a responsible decision.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I like to remind people who tend to say, well, you know, you're pulling for a dark horse, you know, Ron Paul could never get the nomination, and you guys are crazy, and why don't you just, you know, have a seat at the table? If you don't have a seat at the table, you're going to be on the menu. Go along with what the Republicans are doing, even though they're no different than the Democrats. So when I started working with the Constitution Party, which, by the way, is the fastest growing and the largest third party based on voter registration, and I know, Tom, that you've worked with the party as well, we're starting to see that more people are going along those lines and are starting to get this huge wake-up call that we can no longer choose the lesser of two evils, because it is, in fact, evil. But what I like to remind people is that the majority has never been right on any issue. If you think about it, I like to go back to Galileo. Galileo was considered a crackpot because he said, well, the world isn't flat. They ostracized him. They tormented this man's life. I like to go back to the founders. You know, only 13% of the colonists went along with breaking with the King of England, with the biggest empire in the world at the time. And at the time, they were thought of as, you guys can't be serious. He is a well-funded leader. He's got an army that's quartered in your towns. You're surrounded by his navy. Why in the world would you try to get a bunch of farmers and ragtag patriots and go up against this guy? Only 13% of them. So thankfully, they did not go along with the majority at the time. And it is, as you know, you pointed out, Tom, the pioneers who get the slings until it becomes okay to join in a movement. But, oh, we got to take a break. What we're going to do when we come back is talk to Tom about Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee, believe it or not, is not our guy for a number of different reasons.
Let's talk about that after this. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are back with guest host Mary Sterrett. Just a reminder, if you have questions or comments, you can call us at 1-800-973-3779. That's 1-800-97-DAIRY. Here's Mary.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, I want to just, by way of introduction, I am the Constitution Party's communications director. In the course of my work with the Constitution Party, I had the privilege to know Tom Kovach. And he is, as I mentioned earlier, he's a columnist. You can read some of his works on WorldNet Daily. He's written for and writes for Renew America. You can check out his website. We'll talk about that. It's Tom Kovach, KOVACH.US. And one of the things I've really appreciated about Tom is that he has brought to light some of the reasons why we cannot go along with who the mainstream media and the quote-unquote Republican cabal, I like to call them, will tell us we need to support, whether it was Giuliani or Romney or any of the others besides Ron Paul being the only one we could support. Mike Huckabee has emerged as somebody we're supposed to be supportive of. Tom Kovach has pointed out that he is not. Tom, nice to have you here. And it's just it's great to know that you're out there doing the legwork for us.
Well, thank you, Mary. And I'd like to point something out and then possibly get your opinion on this and maybe field some calls on this. I see a parallel here, and that is that, and this was not original with me. This was someone called and posed this to me over the phone last week. The possibility that either Fred Thompson or Mike Huckabee, or possibly both, are the Ross Perot of the 2008 presidential election. In other words, their mission is not to get elected. Their mission is to take votes away from the conservative so that we end up with Hillary in the White House. And the interesting thing about that is that that's what we in the Constitution Party are often accused of by the Republicans.
I think that's an excellent point. And since the hue and cry about Romney and Giuliani has been that, well, you know, a lot of people who are conservative Christians or straight conservative constitutionalists couldn't possibly vote for Romney or McCain or Giuliani. What do we do? Well, we'll get somebody in there that kind of softens things up. He's really not who we want him to be, but it looks that way, and they'll go ahead and absolutely make it so that people think that they can vote for him. But, you know, barring Ron Paul getting the nomination, none of the other guys really, truly should get our support. But now that Mike Huckabee has emerged as, I mean, he's got no money, and all of a sudden they're saying he's doing so well in the polls, which I find to be absolutely unbelievable. Tell us why, on immigration, Mike Huckabee is considered the illegal alien's best friend.
Well, this is a great question, Mary, and the interesting thing is that WorldNet Daily provided a lot of the source material for this just last week. Dr. Jerome Corsi, whom I greatly admire, wrote an investigative piece about how then-Governor Huckabee provided tax breaks and free real estate so that the Mexican government could build a consulate office in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Tom, I apologize. I do have to interrupt. We want to hear the rest of your answer. You're listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sitting in for Derry Brownfield, here's Mary Sterrett.
I'm so glad to be sitting in for Derry. My guest is Tom Kovach, and we're talking about Mike Huckabee and why Mike Huckabee is not our guy. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, as I mentioned before the break, WorldNet Daily did an investigative piece recently in which it showed that Governor Huckabee had provided funds and real estate so that the Mexican government could have a consulate office in Little Rock, Arkansas, which is the state capital. Now, Little Rock is not that far from Bentonville, which is the headquarters of Walmart, which is reputed to be a large employer of illegal aliens. And so there was a strong suspicion there that there was a corporate collusion between Governor Huckabee's administration and the employers of illegal aliens. Now, I would like to borrow a phrase from another talk show host, and since I'm a guest on someone else's show, I won't mention his name, but he likes to use the phrase demagnetize America. And if we can just turn off the magnet by stopping these employers, then the illegal aliens will eventually pack up and go home. Instead, Governor Huckabee basically paved a yellow brick road for them.
Not to mention that in Springdale, Arkansas, that's the home of Tyson Foods, that's their global headquarters, and they have been, well, they're the world's largest producer of chicken. In fact, they have been contributors to him while he was governor, and now they're spending some money trying to get him back for president. Why is that? Because, as we know, Tyson has been certainly, again, one of the major employers of illegal aliens in the state of Arkansas.
Absolutely, Marion. As evidence of that, in the spring of 2006, when there were organized marches by illegal aliens all over the country, Tyson Foods gave their employees the day off so that they could participate in the marches. I mean, that's a slap in the face. And, of course, the owner of Tyson Foods was a big contributor to the Democratic Party and to Bill Clinton's presidential campaign.
And we should also mention that Mike Huckabee was known for supporting in-state tuition for illegal aliens. So that, for the most part, I mean, 90% of Americans realize that this is not a good idea to take seats away from American citizens and to give preference to those who shouldn't even be here. And the fact that Mike Huckabee would support that policy, which he did, and now all of a sudden he's trying to act like he's a secure borders guy when he's not. So I would suggest people do homework on Huckabee before they start to follow in step behind him.
I'll give you another example. You know, there's a longstanding saying that a man is known by the company he keeps. A longtime friend of Mike Huckabee is Dr. Richard Land. He's the president of the Policy and Ethics Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. He's one of the most powerful religious leaders in America. And he is personal friends with Mike Huckabee and said so on a local Nashville talk radio show just a couple of weeks ago. And Richard Land previously was very much in favor of Fred Thompson, and now he's beginning to sidle up to Mike Huckabee as a presidential candidate. And the key is that both Fred Thompson and Richard Land are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, I don't know about Mike Huckabee. I've not bothered to do that research just yet, but the time may come when that becomes necessary.
Well, we should also point out that Mike Huckabee has really been pandering to the open borders groups, including the group, the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC. He's promised them, quote-unquote, an open-door policy. Now, if the majority of Americans have had a bellyful of the effects of illegal immigration, the crime, the cost, the damage to our culture, to our infrastructure, to our economy, they want to get behind a guy who has a track record of doing nothing but pandering to not only the Mexican government, but the corporations hiring illegals. And this is the kind of guy we're saying is okay, because the last couple of weeks he started talking about how it's important to close the borders. Well, he doesn't mean it. It's disingenuous. And I also would submit to people that if you look at the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, they are both working toward completely open borders, a North American union, and erasing our borders completely. The Constitution Party is the only party that's saying, no, even the libertarians are for open borders. And it's real important for people to realize that's why perhaps the party's growing so fast.
You are exactly right, Mary. And I had a lot of libertarians here in Middle Tennessee argue with me over that when I ran for Congress last year, and I said, look up your own party's website. It's right there on the first page. They are for open borders. They, in fact, use the same phrase that the Communist Party uses, which is that no human being is illegal. And the other thing interesting about the Libertarian Party is that the Libertarian Party's bylaws prohibit cross-party endorsements. So, in other words, well, I'll give you a great example. My own campaign in 2006, the state chairman of the Libertarian Party was ready to offer me the Libertarian Party endorsement in my campaign for Congress, and then found out from one of her executive committee members that the bylaws prohibit that. So people that are listening that have a libertarian point of view agree with constitutionists on about 80% of the issues, and If half a loaf is better than none, then I'd say 80% is awfully good.
All righty, we're going to take a short break and then come back, continue with Tom Kovach. I'm Mary Sterrett, Director of the Communications for the Constitution Party. We'll be back.
And phone lines are open, 1-800-973-3779. Your call's on the way.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you struggle getting to sleep easily or staying asleep? Do you wake up stiff and feeling like you didn't get a good night's sleep? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular sleep-enhancing formula is called Relaxamag. It contains a special kind of magnesium known as magnesium bisglycinate, which is the mineral magnesium bound to two amino acids of glycine. Magnesium helps to relax muscles and nerves, while glycine works in your brain as a relaxant neurotransmitter. The combination is a powerful way to turn off the stressors of the day and help enter a restorative, deeper sleep that is so vital for your health. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. Don't struggle with a restless night. You have choices at Wellness Resources. Get well soon.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free, 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices fell near $800 an ounce Thursday on profit-taking, lower oil, and a firmer dollar, despite spiking wholesale inflation. Gold closed in New York down $14.80 to $798.40 an ounce. In the 100 months since August of 1999, gold was higher at the end of the month only 56% of the time, which is why I recommend accumulating rather than trading gold, reports James Turk. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, and the man who says the squeaky wheel doesn't always get the grease, sometimes it gets replaced, Derry Brownfield.
Well, Derry is on the road. I'm Mary Sterrett, filling in for Derry. I am the National Communications Director for the Constitution Party. Check out constitutionparty.com and find out why the party is the fastest growing and the largest based on voter registration party in the country. I think people have had a belly full of the duopoly that controls our government, the Republicans and the Democrats. My guest is Tom Kovach, and you can read his writings on WorldNet Daily. We're talking about Mike Huckabee and why Mike Huckabee is an illegal alien's best friend. Well, we've got a caller. We've got Matt in Missouri. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Hi.
I've got a couple of questions. I agree with you 100% on what you're saying about Mike Huckabee. The direction of the country, if he is elected president, will continue on in the same downward path. But my question is with regard to Ron Paul, and it's the way it looks to me. Ron Paul is a good guy and all, but he fits in a whole lot better with the Libertarian Party philosophy. And the man who fits with the it looks to me like the more in line with the Constitution Party is Alan Keyes, and he's running, and everybody pretends like he's not.
Could you convince me
that Ron Paul is the better choice?
Now, let me tell you a little bit about why Alan Keyes, he's a fine man, and he's got great credentials. Alan Keyes is, where Ron Paul is 100% constitutionally correct, i.e., undeclared wars. In other words, the president does not have the power to take us into war. It is only Congress that is given that mandate through the Constitution. Alan Keyes has gone along and accepted the unconstitutional wars that are raging in Afghanistan and Iraq. Alan Keyes is for preemptive strikes for Iran. Now, these are very dangerous signals that tell us that, once again, if you break with the Constitution on something like this, where do you go and how do you trust someone when they say that the Constitution doesn't matter when you've got how many thousands of dead people as a result of something that was deliberately, and now we know based on false premises, propagated by the executive branch? Alan Keyes could not be our guy.
Mary, may I tackle that from a different angle? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Tom.
I don't know if Matt is still on the line.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, let me give you a little background. First of all, as an official with the Constitution Party and prior to the nominating convention, it is really not in my best interest, or really any party official to endorse any one particular candidate. Now, Ron Paul is definitely a candidate who lines up very well with the Constitution Party platform. And I don't know if you read my column. If you like Alan Keyes, perhaps you visit his site, Renew America, and you may have
seen
all
the time.
Okay, you may have seen my column there back in October, Ron Paul Up Close and Personal, where I actually stood next to Dr. Paul during his rally and provided sign language interpretation. So I got to literally hear and see word for word what he had to say. And I like Ron Paul. I also like Alan Keyes. In 2000, I carried petitions through a New York blizzard to get signatures to get him on the ballot, and I also gave a speech on his behalf when he had to be in a different part of the country. He has a lot of good qualifications. Mary did mention some great points about his foreign policy. I think that anyone given all the facts, and not all of us outside of government necessarily have all the facts, because some of these controversial subjects are underscored by classified information that we may never see. But nonetheless, Alan Keyes is a very smart man, and I will say from my personal point of view, and not as an official with the Constitution Party, but my personal point of view, there are five men, any one of whom I would like to see on the ticket in any combination. And in no particular order, they are Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo, Duncan Hunter, Jerome Corsi, who is not even a candidate, and Alan Keyes. If any of those men are on the ticket, I will be a happy camper. Now, when you say that Ron Paul lines up better as a libertarian, I used to think that, and on some key issues, I might agree with you, such as his support for medical marijuana. But overall, as I said before the break, constitutionists and libertarians agree on at least 80% of issues. So why split hairs over which camp he might belong to?
The other thing I think is important for those who question Ron Paul's commitment to, let's say, the life issue, let us know and let us talk up front about the fact that he has sponsored a Sanctity of Life amendment that none of the quote-unquote front-runners seem to be interested in aligning themselves with or signing on. Basically, what he says that a human being exists from the point of conception. Now, if that is not a libertarian perspective, the libertarians believe that it's A-OK to abort a preterm child. So for those who say, well, he's not pro-life, he's very much pro-life. And to get back to medical marijuana, I would submit that the number of people that die through FDA-approved drugs that our government gives its official stamp of approval, and then tell me how many people have died from smoking marijuana to alleviate pain. Now, I'm not one to say you need to use any chemical substance to alter your perspective of reality. But what I do say, look at the government. They're no arbiter of what's safe.
Touché, Mary. Very well said.
Am I still on?
Yeah. I think, do we need to go to break, Jeff, or are we out of time?
We've got a few minutes here.
Okay.
Matt, we've got time for one last comment from you.
Matt,
we have go ahead, Matt.
Okay. I was just going to say, as far as the war in Afghanistan, though he may think the thing is necessary in Iran, I don't think he agrees with the fact that it has been going on without a declaration of war by Congress. That's one thing. Number two, Alan Keyes, as president, has said over and over again that on day one, as president of the United States, he would use the executive branch and the authority vested in the executive branch to uphold the Constitution to end abortion. He wouldn't leave it up to the states or individual choice, as Ron Paul would do. And that would be, if I were an unborn baby, I'd be rooting for Alan Keyes. I'll let you go. Thank you much.
I applaud what Dr. Keyes said in that regard, but we also have to remember that when it comes to 100% constitutionally correct, Ron Paul is right about giving that back to the states, giving everything back to the states. And so while we might say stroke of the pen, law of the land, abortion goes away, the fact of the matter is that is a 10th Amendment issue. And as you can look at it like slavery. Back during the Civil War, it was really the war between the states and whether the federal government had the right to make decisions for the southern states. And I think that gets into some real serious constitutional issues. But I see what you're saying, and Dr. Keyes is, I've heard him speak and sat down with him at our Constitution Party meeting recently. He's brilliant and he's passionate, and wouldn't we love to have him as a presidential candidate? You bet.
Hey, Matt, we appreciate the call. We do have time for another call before our next break. Let's say hello to Elizabeth in Missouri. You're on the air, Elizabeth.
Hi. Before I even heard you say one thing today, I had already decided that I was going to vote for the Constitution Party candidate, whoever it is this year, next year.
Well, God bless you.
Pardon?
I said, God bless you.
I was going to vote for the Constitution Party candidate last time, time before last. 8 years now I've supported George Bush, but I will not support, I don't think I'll support a Democrat or Republican ever again, not unless they change their ways.
Well, they're not going to change their ways because they both have the same agenda.
Right.
And now people are starting to wake up and say, what do you mean I have to vote for a Republican? Really, what's the difference? I mean, there really is none at
mm-hmm.
this point.
I agree. And, you know, a lot of the people who don't really know what's going on, and I hardly know what's going on, are coming around to that opinion. It doesn't really matter.
Well, there's a great example of that. I spelled it out in a column earlier this year on Renew America called Republicans, the 81% Exodus. And what I did was I took three national polls, I averaged them, and on average, and that means that some were higher, 81% of registered Republicans considered themselves to be part of a revolution that if they did not see real change this year before the presidential primaries, that they would exit the Republican Party and vote for a third party.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the third party.
I agree.
So we are the logical choice. And what triggered that column was a news report that the Republican National Committee headquarters had laid off all 65 of their telephone fundraising solicitors. So, you know, within a few short months, about 2 months, of Fred Thompson appearing on the national stage as a possible presidential candidate, all of a sudden the Republican Party imploded and couldn't even pay its fundraisers.
Elizabeth, we appreciate your call. I apologize I have to interrupt here, but we'll be back with Mary Starrett sitting in for Terry Brownfield right after this.
This is the Terry Brownfield Show. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
8.
Sitting in for Derry Brownfield today is Mary Sterrett and her guest, Tom Kovacs. We go back to the phone lines and say hello to Margaret in Illinois. You're on the air, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Margaret.
I was concerned because I've heard that Mike Huckabee is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the research needs to be done to know for sure.
Well, we've got Tom Kovacs on the line, and Tom's done some homework on Mike Huckabee. And as we know, Mike Huckabee is a very, very strong supporter of the illegal invasion, and he's certainly not our guy. Tom, what do you know about the Council on Foreign Relations?
Well, as I mentioned in the first segment, Mary, Mike Huckabee is close friends for 28 years with Dr. Richard Land, one of the leading members of the Southern Baptist Convention. And Dr. Land is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, but I am not sure about Governor Huckabee. I will look into it and find out if he is a member, but as I mentioned in the first segment, a man is known by the company he keeps.
And it's also important, Margaret, to point out that if you take a look at his principles and his political pedigree when he was the governor of Arkansas, it was to support big business, ignore the laws regarding immigration, and certainly really not our guy in that respect, but definitely we'll be looking into that. Appreciate the call. Let's go to George in Florida.
Okay,
hi, George.
Thanks
for calling in this morning.
Thank you for that. Go ahead, George. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi,
hello?
Go ahead.
Go right ahead, George.
Yes, even though I don't think Alan Keyes will not get the nomination, I think
Ron Paul has a really clear shot. If Ron Paul ever became president, do you think Alan Keyes could serve in his cabinet, I guess, as Secretary of State or Undersecretary or...
Well, I'll tell you what, Alan Keyes is a statesman. I really do believe he is a wonderful, wonderful, true patriot. He is an American that we don't see too many people like that. He's got principles and he's got courage and he's definitely a quality human being. It would be wonderful. Can you imagine, would that be a gift from God if we had Ron Paul and Alan Keyes somehow serving in his cabinet? Huh, Tom? Wouldn't that be great?
Well, like I said, all five of the men that I named before deserve to be in the White House, and there's only room for one at that head table at around the cabinet, but there is definitely room for five or more in the room. So I would like to see all of those men in leadership positions, and my gut tells me that if any one of them became president, that there would be room for at least some of the others in that administration.
Absolutely. Thanks, George. Thanks for the call. I want to point out that at the time, we're looking at the fact that the Republicans are pushing and financing those who are going to advance the globalist agenda. So we're not going to see a candidate who's going to get a nomination who is constitutionally correct, unless it's Miracle and Ron Paul gets the nomination. But that's why we suggest that people check out constitutionparty.com and find out why we're working for ballot access in all 50 states, which means we're going to have a viable, strong candidate as a plan B when the Republicans ignore the base, and the base is saying, give us Ron Paul, but they're pushing the others.
Mary, we do have to take a break. Phone lines are still open. We'll try to take as many calls as we can. 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale, along with the regular Thursday sale. Now, that's Thursday, December the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. About 400 head have been consigned for the cow sale, which will sell ahead of the regular auction cattle. The sale will start at 12:30, and the cows and bred heifers will be first to sell. Early consignments include 40 head of black and black baldy 36-year-old March calvers, 65 head of black and black baldy Charlet cross cows bred to Angus bulls to calve in February, and a 40-head string of nice young cows with calves by their sides. Here's 35 head of longhorn cows bred to red Angus and Charlet bulls. They'll calve in March. Several offerings of Charlet cows, some with calves on the ground, several 1,100-pound black heifers bred to Angus bulls to calve in March. Now, that is for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Thursday. That's Thursday, December the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
We all like free stuff. Just the mention of the word free will make most people stop long enough to ask, what's the catch? Well, this time there is no catch. I'm going to give you something free, and there is no catch, really. I want to give you a free sample of my monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. All you have to do is ask for it. Of course, what I really want is for you to eventually subscribe to The Common Sense Chronicle, but you don't have to. There's no obligation whatsoever. I can tell you this. I'm not politically correct, and neither is The Common Sense Chronicle, but it is important to be informed, and there's much news to tell. So if you're not a subscriber already, let me send you a free copy of my monthly newsletter. Just send your name and address to Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Or you can drop me an email by going to my website, www.derrybrownfield.com. The address again, Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Sitting in for Derry Brownfield, here's Mary Sterrett.
Hey, thanks so much, Jeff. Mary Sterrett, the Communications Director for the Constitution Party. Check out constitutionparty.com. My guest, Tom Kovach. You can read his work at WorldNet Daily and Renew America. Tom, you had a comment.
Yes, I wanted to follow up on a couple of points. The first one, Mary, is one that you made in an earlier segment. You've done a lot of homework on Mike Huckabee also, and you pointed out his relationship with the organization LULAC, the Latin Americans. I don't recall the exact
meaning. What that is they are, let's see, what does LULAC stand for? But in any event, they're the group that's very, you know, they are the advancing the the agenda for the illegal community.
Exactly. And the comment that I wanted to make is that if Mike Huckabee is this busy reaching out to LULAC before the primaries even, imagine what would happen under President Huckabee. And, you know, I love the cowboy flavor of this particular show. I have worked on a couple of ranches and have ridden horses for over 30 years. And, you know, in the cowboy parlance, we say you dance with the one that brung you.
That's
and
right.
If,
and, you know, yes,
if he's dancing this hard with LULAC now, imagine what happens if he takes the White House.
Yeah, he's pandering to this racist group, and we're going to somehow think that all of a sudden he's going to be strong on immigration. Absolutely good point. Hey,
and
the
second point, if I may, real quick,
yes.
And that is that I like Ron Paul, and I like Tom Tancredo and the others, Duncan Hunter, Jerome Corsi, Alan Keyes. But I want to offer one criticism, and again, I preface this by saying I like these men. But Ron Paul and Tom Tancredo are nice guys. And, you know, because of my background, 16 and a half years in the military, I was trained as a professional warrior, I tend to be a little more combative. And every now and then, somebody's just got to come out of the dugout swinging the bat. Well, yesterday, the Associated Press reported that Ron Paul has brought two former state legislators from Arkansas to Iowa and on his nickel, and is touring them around the state to discuss the ills of Mike Huckabee. So I think Ron Paul has picked up the bat and he's starting to swing.
Good. He's been too much of a nice guy for too long. I think that's a great point. I think really what's important here is that people realize that the Republicans are not going to give us somebody that we can get behind. We are out of time. Unless people get behind the third party concept, which remember the Republicans were a third party at one point, and when the party has abandoned you long enough, you get to the point where you cannot go along with it. You're not wasting your vote. You're wasting your vote by voting for someone who doesn't represent you. So that's something that's real important. I think we're probably going to be pretty much out of time, but I do want to mention that if you would like to check out newswithviews.com, I've got some commentaries on there, and we've got people from the Constitution Party like Chuck Baldwin and Debbie Kidd writing on newswithviews.com. You can also read Tom Kovach's columns on WorldNet Daily or Renew America. And most important, I would encourage people to go to constitutionparty.com. Click on the free email alerts there. We'll be sending you email alerts to let you know how the party is doing. And as I said, growing and the largest and fastest growing third party, and that's for a reason. Or you can give us a call at 1-800, the number 2, veto IRS. 1-800, the number 2, veto IRS. Tom, any parting words?
Well, two quick points. One, Jeff had told me off air that this is the time when I can shamelessly plug things. So I would encourage people to visit my website at www.tomkovach.us, and that's spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, and there to obtain a copy of my book, Slingshot, which gives a lot of the background information about the discussions we've had. The second point real quick is I want to say hi to my buddy John, driving a fuel tanker across Middle Tennessee. Found out that you're on hold, and I'm really sorry that we didn't get to your phone call.
We obviously need to do this again. Mary and Tom, we appreciate your willingness to be guest and guest host on the Derry Brownfield Show, but as we like to say around here, it's the fastest hour of the day, and our time here is done. So with great gratitude, we tell you thank you once again. We are out of time. We got to go. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Happy trails. Until we meet again, happy trails.